When most people hear about NPR's Book Your Trip series, they suggest book titles. The series is about summer reading involving modes of transportation. But when our movie critic Bob Mondello heard about it, he started humming show tunes.
Travel, they say, improves the mind, an irritating platitude, which frankly entre nous is very far from true.
If musicals are a trip, trip musicals are a trip and a half. By trip musicals, I mean shows that take you somewhere rather than just arriving somewhere by boat or plane or car or whatever. Quite a few years ago, when I saw the Barbra Streisand musical Yentl, I called a friend who was a Streisand nut to tell him about it. He only had one question. Does she sing on public transportation? Because she always did. Remember Funny Girl? She sang Don't Rain on My Parade on a train, in a taxi, and on a tugboat. In Funny Lady, it was an airplane she sang on.
Standing in the wings, all prepared to start.
In Hello, Dolly, she was belting on a train. And my buddy had guessed right. In Yentl, at the very end, there Babs was on an ocean liner with the wake washing over the vocals as she sang about heading for parts unknown.
Why settle for?
Streisand was, let's note, in good company in this singing on transportation thing. Judy Garland not only did it all the time, she tended to sing about transportation. In Meet Me in St. Louis.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
In Easter Parade.
When the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama.
And in the Harvey Girls. May I just digress here for a moment? There's a reason movie directors like to put musical numbers on trains. Trains are propulsive, gushing steam as they pull out of the station, pushing the music forward. You can hear how it gives Garland a boost. In The Music Man, a few years later on Broadway, composer Meredith Willson took a train full of salesmen and did something very clever in his opening number.
River City, next station.
He put the propulsion in the sound of the lyrics.
The merchandise, case for the button hook.
The salesmen are talking business and all on one note, but in the sibilance of their first few words, you can hear the steam engine starting up. As the train accelerates, Wilson changed from words with S's and SH sounds to harder consonants to mimic the rattle and clatter of a train clicking down the tracks. And when they made the movie, they just added those sounds.
You can talk, talk, bigger, bigger, bigger. You can talk all you want, but it's different than it was.
I don't mean to suggest that trains are the only vehicles that show up in musicals. There's that Surrey with the Fringe on top in Oklahoma, the Hot Rod in Greece, the helicopter in Miss Saigon. In Ben Franklin in Paris, the title character was lifted by Hot Air to the proscenium arch. Another 60s musical plunged its whole cast underground.
Subways are for sleeping.
And as Flo Ziegfeld realized way back in 1927, if you're gonna sing about that old man river, you gotta have a boat. Showboat, which takes place almost entirely on a Mississippi paddlewheeler, is that rare Broadway musical that's actually about a mode of transportation. But there are others, Titanic, HMS Pinafore, Starlight Express, and my personal fave, On the 20th Century.
We point with the deepest pride to the grandest ride on the New York Central Railroad.
It's set entirely on a 1930s train that raced between Chicago and Manhattan in less time than it takes Amtrak to make that trip today.
New York. 16 hours. Anything can happen in those 16 hours on that mighty ride, a mighty.
Quick quiz. What's the best song in the world when you're a kid in the backseat on a trip? The one you drove your parents crazy with when you were 7. 99 bottles of beer on the wall, right? Perfect traveling song for a reason. It circles back on itself, arriving at the beginning so that it can start over. Kinda like this one.
Our hearts will be mine.
It doesn't change tempo, it doesn't have a chorus, and it never, ever ends. Well, that's what makes a good song for traveling, all about movement, not destinations. And this song, like the one Streisand sang in Dolly, Put on Your Sunday Clothes, like Atchison, Topeka, like a lot of these transportation songs in musicals, really, acknowledges that. It's all transitions and circling back, which means it gets stuck in your head, makes you tap along on the steering wheel. It has that unyielding rhythm, the full-throttle chorus, over and over, propelling you as you watch the world pass by out the window.
Fly and love and duck, maybe share.
Sounds like it's ending, right?
Oh, renew and fate.
Yeah, not so much.
On the 20th century, on the 20th century.
In the musical, to make this song stop, the composer pretty much had to beat it to death. I'll play the ending out of kindness so that you can get it out of your head. But trust me, when it's stuck in your head, the ending won't be what you remember. Okay, here it comes. Almost. And now he beats it to death. That is a traveling song. I'm Bob Mondello.